the parable of the sheep and the goats, the judgment of the nations. At the end of the age, the line between saved and lost will not be drawn by what you believed only, but by what you did with that belief. Jesus opens the scene with weight and majesty. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. This is not symbolic, it is not poetic, it is final. No more delay, no more invitation, no more parables. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, the sheep to his right, the goats to his left. And then the king speaks to those on his right, the sheep. He says, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. And why? For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." And they respond, confused, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or sick or in prison?" And the king replies, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Have you ever realized that every quiet act of love toward others is received as worship in heaven? That your service to the overlooked is service to the king? But then the tone changes. He turns to those on his left, to the goats, and says, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I was in need, and you walked past." Then they respond, just as confused, "Lord, when did we see you like that? When did we miss you?" And he answers, "Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." This is the shock of the judgment. Both groups saw the same needs, but only one moved in love. The sheep did not realize they were serving the king. They just lived lives of compassion. They loved without calculation. The goats did not think they were rejecting the king. They just lived for themselves. They loved when it was convenient, and Jesus ends the parable with sobering finality. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. No third group, no neutral ground, only two paths. So ask yourself, have I reduced my faith to words and knowledge while ignoring the very people Christ called me to serve? Am I loving when it costs me something, or only when it fits my schedule? Do I see the image of Christ in the least, the broken, the hidden? Because in the kingdom, love is never theory. It is proof. The final judgment is not just about what you believed, but about what your belief produced. You will not be judged by your platform, your reputation, or your religious vocabulary, but by whether your life reflected the heart of the King. Because in the end, he will not ask how many verses you memorized. He will ask, "Did you love me when I was the one you overlooked?"